welcome to Podcast Insider. My name is Todd Cochran. Of course, I'm joined by my co-host, Mr. Mike Dell. Mike, how you doing?
Doing good. Welcome back to the show.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for taking over and running with the show. I had a little bit of a break, but we got a lot to talk about today, man. There's a lot of stuff going on in the space. And for those of you that are maybe just tuning in live, I know that the audience that is listening to this show will not get this advantage, but we're going to be live today for about an hour from 3 to 4 right back here doing demos. Yeah. So if you're watching live, you can come back and hang out with us later. But got some news, got some best practice stuff going on here at Blueberry. No interview today. And of course, some support topics. So, Mike, I see right off the bat, man, it's been hot and heavy with Podcast Movement Virtual.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. Reason we're starting at 11:30 is I wanted to catch Mark Cuban's keynote, and that was very good, although I would have expected him to have a little better audio.
Yeah, it definitely wasn't a lot of prep on his part from an audio standpoint, but that 30 minutes went pretty fast.
Oh, it certainly did, and I forget the name of the gal that was interviewing him, but she did a really good job. She kept on point and didn't even look nervous.
Yeah, that's good. So if you're not attending PM20 virtual, I think you can still get tickets. Lots of great sessions going on over there. We've been tuning in. I've been tuning in to ones here and there. How about you?
Yeah, oh yeah, I've caught a few of them and caught you guys last night on your show.
Yeah, that was a 2-hour marathon event.
Yeah, that and took Rob, a while.
Rob at the end said that was too long, and I'm like, well, I was just getting warmed up. So
yeah, some of your shows sometimes though can go long.
I don't think so can, but yeah, we were 2 hours last night. But anyway, Joe Rogan show's on hold because I guess someone in his staff tested positive for COVID, huh?
Yeah, that's the story. So he's out for, you know, at least a week or so. Of course, he hadn't been there for a while anyway. Apparently, he's out on the road or whatever. But so, you know,
I heard there may be a celebrity sit-in guest. I've heard that as well, but who knows?
Yeah.
But nice, you can have a celebrity come in and do a sit-in for you.
Yeah.
So podcasting, listening is at an all-time high, according to an article run in the Podcast Business Journal.
Yeah. Edison Research came out with their share of ear again. Little tidbit here. In 2014, podcasts were only 2% of the audio listening out there, and we're up to 6%. And I know that doesn't sound like a lot, but I think what do you say? Radio is like
it's 1/7 of radio.
Yeah. So
he said that was huge. And not only did they talk about that, but he talked about that now search is the number one way to discover podcasts.
Yeah, I saw that.
Google is flexing, you know, flexing their muscles here. And I'm not surprised. We've been talking about this for a long time and making sure that you write good show notes and a good title. You know, you record your podcast for your audience, ladies and gentlemen, but you write your show notes for Google because that's who you're trying to satisfy and trying to be able to have your stuff be found. Your audience already knows your website. You're trying to get new listeners through discovery.
Yeah, people that just stumble upon podcasts generally do it while they're searching for a topic they're interested in.
Right.
And, you know, that's the, you know, as far as I'm concerned, the best way people can find stuff. So make sure, you know, you have a, you know, description, you know, in your show notes that explains what you're talking about in, you know, enough detail that the Google bots can pick you up.
Yeah, I had an episode I just did where TikTok was banning QAnon. So my title, it was one of like 30 things I was talking about during my show. And I actually, the title of my show is TikTok is banning QAnon. And basically that has gotten a huge amount of web traffic to me because I'm ranking real high on that term. And so it really is about driving eyeballs, which then, I guess for a better word, converts into, I like to call them earballs, but, you know, listeners. So I think that's the key here. So podcasting is all time high. It's a great article, great stuff that Edison Research continues to come out with as well. But SiriusXM, I guess they're check cleared. So this purchase of Stitcher is now complete.
Yep. And as a side effect of that, all the Stitcher podcasts are now available on Pandora since it's owned by the same outfit.
Yeah.
And so that's all. That's all complete.
So finally, Mike, we are happy to announce.
Yes.
Google Play Music is what?
Dead.
Dead.
It's gone.
Long live Google Podcasts.
Yeah. And there was a report out there that Google Podcasts is making pretty good gains in listenership. So, you know, it's a double whammy for them in the podcast world. But yeah, Google Play Music, the service that they had for music, has moved to YouTube Music. And, Google Play Podcast Directory is gone and is now replaced with Google Podcasts, finally, completely.
You know, and here's the thing that people need to realize is that with Google Podcast, many of the Blueberry customers have had a leg up already because we've been promoting Subscribe on Android for more than 5 years. And because that's been a default function on your desktop, and we added Google Podcast to your subscribe sidebar on for your widget for WordPress and using PowerPress, we see Blueberry customers having much greater percentages of Google activity than other networks. And I would foresee that Google and Spotify are probably pretty neck and neck globally across Blueberry stats. But, you know, that's just because we work so hard to make sure that you get exposure on Android. And so you've got a lot of people that are using those devices already that are tuned in.
Yeah, well, if you think about it, Android is somewhere around 80% worldwide of the phone market. You know, Apple's only 20% worldwide.
Yeah.
But yet they dominate podcasting, and there's no technical reason for that. So let's, you know, promote that you are on Android in whatever way that you're on Android.
So there's another website. Are they part of the Podcast Index as well, this new PWA, or were they sourcing their content from?
I'm not sure where they're sourcing their content. I don't believe they're part of the podcastindex.org thing, although they may in the future. But it's called Pod Install, and it's another PWA. You know, it's been around a little while, but I just found it the other day looking around. Of course, Podcast Insider is on there, and you know, it's another one of those where you don't need an app,
right?
And you can save this thing to your phone's home screen, regardless of what kind of phone you have. And it acts like an app, and you can subscribe to podcasts and listen to podcasts, and it just sort of bypasses the App Store experience.
Sure.
And, you know, there's a few of them out there, like the one we talked about a couple of weeks ago, from, you know, one of the guys over at Podcast Index. And, that, you know, so it's the same idea. It definitely is a bit more polished, but, you know, that's how it goes.
Yeah, I was just looking at it, and it looks decent. So anyway, podinstall.com. So this next topic is one that is, so folks, you know, I actually just had mentioned already that TikTok was removing topic or content creators that were talking about QAnon. Well, Spotify has removed QAnon podcasts. Now, this to me is incredibly troubling. These are not folks talking about hate speech. These are not folks talking about under the traditional things that you would think a show would get removed from a website, but they have just flat out censored, I think, up to four to six QAnon conspiracy theory podcasts. So I just want to go on the record here. Blueberry, we do not go out and look for content to remove off of our directory and or our website. As long as you are not invoking hate speech, you're not being racist or whatever, you know, we have a specific set of terms for content that, you know, it could cause you trouble. But just because you're talking about a conspiracy theory.
Yeah. And the thing is that I think one of them at least, you know, was fighting back a little bit and saying, we're not for this. We're just talking about this. You know, it's just a subject matter that they're talking about.
So this is extremely troubling because we've seen Spotify remove shows before for unknown reasons, but this one is just outright. Some social media justice warriors must have came in and said, "Hey, these are talking about, you know, a conspiracy theory." There's lots of shows in podcasting that talks about conspiracy theories. A lot talks about UFOs, talk about all kinds of interesting topics. And a lot of this stuff is born from stuff that goes around on the internet. People get to talk in rumors, you know, and, you know, it is what it is. This content is what it is. It's conspiracy theory type content. And some of it's fun, but to remove it, I'll be honest with you, the only thing I think I know about QAnon, Mike, is I think it has something to do with a dead Kennedy. That's the only thing I think I know about it. But why would you remove the content from your website? So podcasting, to remain open, you have to control your RSS feed on your site. You'll never be taken off the air. You may be removed from a platform, but this to me is pretty bold by Spotify.
Yeah, I mean, well, you know, it's their platform. So, you know, they are perfectly able to do that. But just know that going in, that if you say something that Spotify doesn't like, you may not be on Spotify anymore.
That's right. So NPR has announced a third annual student podcast challenge. So this is the third year they've done this, and every year they've awarded some money and developed some shows. And so this is a good thing. Do we know what the age is? K-12, Mike?
No, this is for college age. There is another contest that they're doing for the high schoolers and whatnot, but this is for college level entries, it looks like.
Awesome. So all these links will be up in the show notes. This is the news we've got for the show today. We're going to move into the next segment, the best practices. And I basically have on here, what can go wrong will go wrong.
Yes.
Don't sweat it.
Yeah. So people, you know, they get so worried about stuff, you know, and when you're recording a podcast, now we're doing this somewhat live, the recording part. And, you know, if something goes wrong, we can still stop and say, okay, Todd, we need to start this over,
right.
You know, but so don't sweat it. It's, you know, that's the beauty of podcasting in general. You know, when you're live, you got to kind of wing it a little bit more. Sure. I know you run into glitches from time to time because you do all your shows live.
Last night. What can go wrong will go wrong. I forgot to unplug something. So, you know, it's just one of those deals too. Like I had a video recording fail the other night. I had a backup, you know, so I was like, do I pull the backup over and process it? And I'm like, it's not really worth it. So what can go wrong will go wrong. I left it. You know, so one episode, I don't have a video of my show. And so, you know, I figured out what's going on. I got a little low on storage on the hard drive. It was capturing too. So it was my own fault. But, you know, what can go wrong will go wrong. Now, you know, I understand if you've done this interview and it's like fantastic and you lose it. I've lost one. I had an SD card crumble on me here recently. You know, just all kinds of stuff can go wrong, but you just kind of have to take a deep breath and move along. Now, this is why it's always important when you're editing, keep your original wave, make a copy of that wave and edit from the copy. Don't edit from the original.
Yeah. Or like the helicopter that's flying over my house right now. I can't do anything about that. And if it made it into the microphone, well, it is what it is.
Right, right. So yeah. I didn't hear it, Mike, so I think you're in the clear.
Yeah.
And let's talk a little bit about going on the news. So this week, we're going to be doing some live demos. It's probably primarily for Podcast Movement, but we're going to be on Facebook and on YouTube Live because that's how they want it, is on YouTube Live over on Podcast Movement Virtual. But we're going to cross stream here right on our Facebook pages as well to do the demo. So basically we're just, you know, Mike, you and I actually after the show today, we'll probably have a little discussion about it. Yeah. We're going to go through our different products and services, show how they're used, show them off. Mm-hmm. So if you want to get kind of a deep dive on our stuff, feel free to pop in, and we'll be live an hour today starting at 3:00. And then next week, if you miss it, we'll be live 2 days as well. And maybe we can get the schedule in the show notes tonight.
Yeah, it's Tuesday at 4 and Thursday again at 3.
Yeah. So next week. So also you're doing some more webinars. You're doing a private internal podcasting webinar tomorrow.
Yep. Vernon and I are going to be doing two of them tomorrow. One at 10 a.m. for business and another one at 11 a.m. for indie podcasters. We're going to talk about our private internal podcasting product and how you can use it, why you would want to use it, and demo it and all that stuff.
Awesome. We've also got a two new destinations for you. You can submit to the podcast index from the Blueberry Podcaster dashboard now. You can also submit to Amazon Music from the Blueberry Podcast dashboard. I know many of you already submitted to Amazon, but if you haven't, you can do that now through the Blueberry portal. Again, just log into blueberry.com, go to the podcaster dashboard, and those two submission points. Now, you may find your show's already on the podcast index.
Yeah.
So if you find yourself over there, or they've already scraped it from someplace and got you, but at least you can, it's another ingestion point. We're another another place for them to.
Right.
To
if you're starting a new podcast, that would just be a quicker way to get it in there. But, you know, chances are if you've been around a while, it's probably already on the podcast index, but, you know, try it anyway. And by the way, you don't have to be a Blueberry customer to use it. You do have to have a Blueberry login.
Right.
And you have to have your show listed on the directory. But then again, you're probably on the Blueberry directory for the same reason. So,
speaking of the podcast index, podcastindex.org, Blueberry, we had a meeting yesterday, and they've come up with some new namespaces. And for many of you, your eyeballs are going to gray over here a little bit.
We covered that a little last week. So,
So we're going to, the first namespace we're going to implement is the locked, so that you can lock your podcast. And really what this is, just like you buy a domain name and you put the lock on it so it can't be transferred. Mm-hmm. This new lock tag will tell other podcast hosts that this podcast should not be ingested and should not be brought in as a publishing show. It's so that you basically, it protects your show from being hijacked. Now, it takes a bunch of the podcast hosts to get on board with doing this, to recognize it, that we've committed to that and other namespaces. Just a matter now of getting it scheduled in the dev time and getting it implemented. So,
yeah, and we have three different systems we got to deal with. So it takes a little while to get that stuff going, but we are definitely on board.
Yep, Castfeed Validator, the Blueberry Publishing Platform, PowerPress, they're all three separate entities that have to have code touched. So, but anyway, we'll get it in the schedule. We're not setting a timeline because it's based on corporate priorities and our goals. So then next week is my turn in the barrel, Mike. I'm going to be doing a pro hosting webinar on Friday, October 30th.
11 a.m. Eastern.
Yep. So if you want to sign up and attend my pro hosting webinar where I talk about pro hosting, feel free to get signed up for that. Again, the link will be up in the show notes. So no interview today. We had one last week, but hey, if you're podcasting here with Blueberry, let us interview you for the show. Tell your story of podcasting right here. You can email me, Todd@blueberry.com, or Mike@blueberry.com, or Mackenzie@blueberry.com. And we'll get you in, get you scheduled, get you interviewed. I've got an interview in an hour from now, Mike, with a pretty big entity. So I'm kind of, they've scheduled me for an hour. So it sounds like I'm going to get grilled.
Ah, very good. You need that sometimes.
Yeah, I do. So what's going on in support?
Not too much. Wanted to give you guys, in case you didn't know about it, we have a site that has a lot of documentation, a lot of information, a lot of nuggets from over the years at create.blueberry.com. And of course, it has our podcasting manual. And that'll tell you an awful lot about some of the stuff that we don't talk about a whole lot and some of the, odd things that not everybody does, such as, category podcasting and channel podcasting. And there's a whole bunch of stuff over there. So if you need to know about something in particular, look there first. It's got a pretty robust amount of information to check out.
Awesome.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say one of the things that have come up a bit lately, people that are new to using WordPress and PowerPress, they may have been podcasters before, but they're just learning about WordPress and PowerPress, and they'll try to upload their podcast media to the WordPress media library. There's two different places when you're using PowerPress to put media. One, the media library, which is baked into WordPress, is for pictures and for other files you want linked in your posts or on pages or whatever, but it's not for rich media content. In fact, most web hosts will limit what you can put in there or what size of anything you can put in there. So if you're using PowerPress, you're hosting with us, you do your podcast media down in the podcast episode area of the post editor, not the WordPress media library.
And we've made it pretty slick for you with the updates to PowerPress. It should be very, very clear on how to choose your media and how to upload it in PowerPress so that it comes up to our cloud, then gets put into our content delivery network. And it's still, you know, really the reason you don't want it in that media directory anyway, people have tried to force it there, is you might bring your site to its knees or all of a sudden wake up one morning to a notice of resource utilization issues and have been shut down for that. So yeah, media is for typically very small files.
Yeah, that's for, you know, like I said, for the pictures. And if you have a PDF of your transcript or something, that can go in there just fine and that kind of thing. But, you know, just keep your MP3s and video files out of that library.
Yep. All right. So this is going to wrap us up here for this week's Podcast Insider. Mike, thanks for getting the topics ready to go.
Yeah.
And of course, thanks for the Blueberry Pro production team for the post-production of this show. So if you like this sweet, smooth sound of this show, you definitely want to go over to Blueberry Pro, blueberrypro.com. Talk with the team over there. They are going to get you connected up, going to get you this sweet, smooth sound.
Let's hope so.
Yeah, well, I know so. Yeah, they do a fantastic job. All our clients that are over there heard nothing but positive things from them. So definitely check out Blueberry Pro. And again, hey, if you're not a podcaster already and you want a 30-day free trial with us, what is our promo code? Is it Insider, Mike?
Insider, yeah. So anything over at Blueberry that you want to purchase, there's a promo code box, put in Insider. You get it free for 30 days.
There you go. All right, everyone, we'll see. I'm Todd at Blueberry.com.
And I'm Mike at Blueberry.com.
We'll see you next week here on the Podcast Insider. And definitely, if you've been watching live stream, come hang out with us at 3 o'clock today. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.